This is Terry Mendel, D.O. Dick King, an attorney letter to Alex Mendoza, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Mendoza, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on Keon Turner, please note the following medical letter, period. Keon is a first name, K-E-E-O-N, last name Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R. On March 9th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, bills, comma, and took the history directly from the client, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The client is a 28-year-old male who was involved in an automobile accident on or about January 15th, 2024, period. Height, 5'6" tall, weight 140 pounds, who was the driver with a seatbelt on, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. The patient was driving a Ford SUV when another vehicle ran a red light, striking the patient's vehicle in the passenger side, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. Both airbags deployed, period. The patient had immediate pain in his entire back, as well as diffuse pain, including his knee, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing pain in his entire back, period. The worst pain is in his mid-back, followed by his neck, and then his low back, period. He was told that he had spinal fractures, period. The patient has been experiencing extreme anxiety and symptoms of PTSD, as his mother was involved in the same injury and was entrapped with very serious injuries, period. New paragraph. The patient's mid-back pain was treated with medication as well as a brace that he obtained on his own, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It is approximately 16 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing, piercing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the back, radiates down his back to his legs, period. New paragraph. His neck pain was treated with medication, period. It is a constant stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, but the pain does, from his mid-back, radiate to his legs, period. New paragraph. His low back pain was treated with a brace that he obtained on his own, as well as medication, period. The pain radiates down both legs to the ankles. It is equal in both legs, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was ambulance took him to the emergency room at Eskenazi Hospital. He was admitted for a couple days after they did x-rays, CAT scans, and possibly an MRI, period. They treated his pain with pain medication, period. Approximately 1 week after release, he returned to the emergency room because of more severe pain and problems with his contusions and skin, period. The patient was unable to have further follow-up other than his family doctor because he lacked insurance and could not afford more follow-up, period. His family doctor did continue to prescribe medication for anxiety, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems walking over 30 minutes, comma, standing over 6 hours, comma, lifting over 50 pounds, comma, sitting over 30 minutes, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as football and basketball, comma, as well as problem sleeping, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicines for ulcers, comma, anxiety, comma, vomiting, comma, and over-the-counter medicines for pain from this injury, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as exercise therapy at home, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for ulcers, anxiety, which became worse after the auto accident, comma, and PTSD, which has not been treated or addressed as of this time period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for gastric bypass. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his entire back in the past period. The patient never had pain down his legs or sciatica in the past period. The patient had a minor automobile accident approximately 2015 that was treated with sutures in his ear, but he had no injury to his back and no permanency, period. This minor accident did not even require physical therapy, period. The patient has no history of work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. At the time of the injury, he was working at Papa John's as a cook, period. He did miss 2 weeks of work, period. These injuries were resulting in him being terminated from his job because he could not perform and lift as he could in the past at his present newer jobs, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Indianapolis EMS record, January 15th, 2024. Ambulance 3 was dispatched for a PI with entrapment, period. Patient was the restrained driver of an MVA, period. End of report. Initial emergency room records from Eskenazi Health. State presents for potential injury status post MVC. 30 to 45 minutes PTA, period. The patient reports he was a restrained driver of an SUV that was struck by an opposing vehicle on the passenger side, period. Airbag deployment. With loss of consciousness, period. He states he is amnesic of events, period. Now experiencing neck pain and back pain, period. On physical examination, blood pressure was fairly elevated. X-rays of the knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the thoracic spine show no known T2 and T3 superior end plate compression fractures, period. CT abdomen pelvis with contrast show focal pulmonary contusion as well as acute compression fractures, T2 and T3 with less than 10% height loss, period. Abdomen and pelvis negative for acute traumatic injury, period. CT chest with contrast show focal pulmonary contusion and acute compression fractures of T2 and T3, period. CTA of the neck, no CT evidence of traumatic arterial injury in the neck, period. CT head and brain, no acute intracranial abnormalities. Assessment from emergency room is 26-year-old male, presents after MVC, midline thoracic spine tenderness, CT chest with acute T2 and T3 compression fractures correlating with tenderness, period. Patient also found acutely anemic, hemoglobin 8 down from baseline, period. Will likely plan to admit to trauma versus CDU, period. Final diagnosis 1, MVC, 2, compression fracture of T2 vertebra, 3, compression fracture T3 vertebra, 4, iron deficiency anemia, 5, gastric ulcer without hemorrhage or perforation, period. End of report. Eskenazi Health, CDU admission history and physical, admitted January 15th, 24, discharged January 17th, 2024, presents due to being involved in the MVA that happened earlier this evening period, found to have mild compression fractures of T2 and T3 with pulmonary contusion period. Patient admitted to CDU for further observation with trauma tertiary in AM due to injuries period. On examination, musculoskeletal positive for back pain, skin positive for wound with small abrasion on right testicle, musculoskeletal, tenderness, right knee, medial, period, end of report. CDU discharge summary, present problem, MVA, discharge diagnosis, 1, anemia, 2, MVA, 3, right pulmonary contusion, 4, T2/T3, stable compression fracture, period. Was pan scanned in the ED, found to have mild compression fractures of T2 and T3 with pulmonary contusion, period. Trauma consulted, CDU course, 1, MVA, 2, T2-3 compression fracture, 3, pulmonary contusions, 4, right knee contusion. On physical examination at discharge, patient is stable for discharge, period. End of report. Physical therapy evaluation date, January 16th, 2024, Eskenazi. Physical therapy order received to evaluate and treat this 26-year-old male admitted to Eskenazi Hospital, period. Injuries include pulmonary contusion and compression fractures, T2 and T3. Assessment. Presenting status post-MVC, resulting in spinal fracture, period. Does have right knee pain and decreased range of motion, period. Examination of the body system show impairment of body structures and function with strength and range of motion, period. Activity limitation is community mobility, period. Participation restrictions include limited ability to access community, period. End of report. Second emergency room visit at Eskenazi, January 23rd, 2024. 26-year-old male who presents with lesions and pain around knees, comma, calves, comma, abdomen near umbilical area, comma, and groin, period. States he was in ED on January 15th for MVC and had cuts and scars present, period. Having pain in left lower leg as well, difficulty bearing weight. On physical examination, tenderness, left lower leg present, period. Abrasion, erythema, and rash present, period. Rash is crusting, period. Scattered abrasions with erythema and crusting noted on the skin, period. Assessment, 26-year-old male, recently in MVC, presents with lesions, period. They are scattered in his body, period. I am concerned for superficial infection of these abrasions with concerning for cellulitis, period. Will prescribe both mucopurosin and Keflex, period. Also plan to image left tibia fib that has not had prior imaging, period. Final diagnosis, infected abrasions of multiple sites. ED disposition is discharged. X-rays of the tibia and fibula left show no acute bony findings with mild soft tissue edema of the posterior area along the calf, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of January 15th, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number 2, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and acute T2 and T3 compression fractures. Number 3, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy. Number four, PTSD. Number five, aggravation of pre-existing anxiety. Number six, pulmonary contusions. Number seven, right knee trauma, pain, comma, and strain resolved. Number eight, right testicular contusions resolved. Number nine, multiple abrasions resulting in infection and cellulitis resolved, period. The above nine diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of January 15th, 2024, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient did sustain permanent impairments, the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions, period. The thoracic is the greatest area with the noted compression fractures, period. By permanency, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in all three areas for the remainder of his life, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in all three areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories will cost $75 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Some injections in his back will cost $2,500, period. I also would advise further treatment for his anxiety and PTSD, period. As I mentioned in the earlier body of this report, the patient, shortly after the automobile accident, was unable to afford further treatment and follow-up as he lacked medical insurance and did not have the funds to get that treatment, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, bills, comma, and took the history directly from the client, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, End of Dictation.